This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We live, as we all know, in a connected world. Our phones, our TVs, our toothbrushes, everything is online. Also now, it seems, diapers. Smart diapers, technically. Huggies released smart diapers in Korea last October. They could be coming here this summer. Michael Waters wrote about it for Vox. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We're going to avoid the scatological here, but what exactly are smart diapers going to do for us?
Basically, what smart diapers do is they send you text messages to your smartphone about essentially your baby's bowel movements. And so what they can do is they can measure the pressure and the temperature of these diapers, and they can also track whether your baby poops or pees. They come from Bluetooth sensor attachments that you put to the outside of these
diapers. So it's not built into the diaper. It's a thing you put on the diaper.
Right, exactly. Gotcha. So you remove it with each change.
So I'm just thinking back to my days as a parent of a newborn, and that would just seem to be one more thing you need to worry about at changing time. That said, we ought to point out here, before we get too far into this, diapers are already pretty highly engineered items in this economy.
Right, yeah. I mean, since disposable diapers have been introduced, which happened at the end of the 1940s, diaper brands have poured billions and billions of dollars into research for diapers. And there's been a bit of like a diaper arms race, so to speak, around creating these new diapers and these new designs and making each company more and more competitive, because there isn't inherently a huge difference between different diaper brands. They're just slightly different price tiers.
And is that what this is then? I mean, this is another step in that arms race, because honestly, I don't need a text when my baby does its thing.
Right. Not a lot of people do. I mean, and that's part of the interesting thing about this. I think there's this extra pressure on diaper brands to develop diapers that are more expensive and that can give them more of a profit because the birth rate in the U.S. is declining. And so companies like Kimberly-Clark, which develops Huggies, has problems with financials because of the shrinking birth rate.
Right.
And they've like cited recent layoffs because of the birth rate.
Which hits sales, obviously, right? Fewer babies means fewer diapers. And so these companies need to increase their margins.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. A shrinking birth rate means a shrinking market for baby diaper brands.
A word here about the Internet of Things. This is sort of, you got smart refrigerators, you got smart garbage cans, and now we got smart diapers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's another way that companies are increasing their profit margins by investing in these more expensive products, basically. And the same companies that are making these diapers also have stuff like smart toothbrushes, like AI-powered toothbrushes that cost like $280, which is infinitely more than a regular toothbrush.
Yeah.
And it is a way to charge more.
Sure. Speaking of cost, how much is it going to cost me if I want to Bluetooth up my baby's diaper?
So an exact price has not been finalized in the U.S. yet, but the estimate is that it will be about $250.
Seriously?
Yeah, and it is.
Come on!
To be fair, it is for this reusable sensor, so it's not like you pay $250 for each diaper, but it is far beyond the price that like most people want to pay for anything diaper-related.
Yeah, that's a fact. But also, let's be clear here, right? I mean, there are many, many millions of people in this economy who can barely afford or cannot afford disposable diapers to begin with.
Right. About a third of parents are estimated not to be able to afford diapers.
Right.
And to companies like Huggies credit, I mean, they are trying to invest in like the National Diaper Bank Network, for instance, which provides free diapers to parents. But this is very clearly a play to like an upper class market.
To the higher end, as it were, of the diaper market. Michael Waters, writing in Vox about Bluetooth-enabled diapers, believe it or not. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.